5. On the Island of Crete. The travelers had but one purpose in going to Crete, and that was to play, to walk about over the island, and to climb the mountains. The Cretans of that time did not enjoy an enviable reputation among the surrounding peoples. Nevertheless, Genus and Gain had won many souls to higher levels of thinking and living, and thus laid the foundation for the quick reception of the later gospel teachings when the first preachers from Jerusalem arrived. Jesus loved these Cretans, notwithstanding the harsh words which Paul later spoke concerning them when he subsequently sent Titus to the island to reorganize their churches. On the mountainside in Crete, Jesus had his first long talk with Gonad regarding religion, and the father was much impressed, saying, "No wonder the boy believes everything you tell him. But I never knew they had such a religion even in Jerusalem, much less in Damascus." It was during the island's sojourn that Gonad first proposed to Jesus that he go back to India with them, and Gained was delighted with the thought that Jesus might consent to such an arrangement. One day, when Gained asked Jesus why he had not devoted himself to the work of a public teacher, he said, "My son, everything must await the coming of its time. You are born into the world, but no amount of anxiety and no manifestation of impatience will help you to grow up. You must, in all such matters, wait upon time. Time alone will ripen the green fruit upon the tree. Season follows season, and sundown follows sunrise, only with the passing of time. I am now on the way to Rome with you and your father, and that is sufficient for today. My tomorrow is wholly in the hands of my Father in heaven." And then he told Gained the story of Moses and the 40 years of watchful waiting and continued preparation. One thing happened on a visit to Fair Havens which Gained never forgot. The memory of this episode always caused him to wish he might do something to change the caste system of his native India. A drunken degenerate was attacking a slave girl on the public highway. When Jesus saw the plight of the girl, he rushed forward and drew the maiden away from the assault of the madman. While the frightened child clung to him, he held the infuriated man at a safe distance by his powerful extended right arm until the poor fellow had exhausted himself, beating the air with his angry blows. Gained felt a strong impulse to help Jesus handle the affair, but his father forbade him. Though they could not speak the girl's language, she could understand their act of mercy and gave token of her heartfelt appreciation as they all three escorted her home. This was probably as near a personal encounter with his fellows as Jesus ever had throughout his entire life in the flesh. But he had a difficult task that evening, trying to explain to Gained why he did not smite the drunken man. Gained thought this man should have been struck at least as many times as he had struck the girl.